Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another mini-cast of Away With Words. I'm Martha Barnett. While we're on our regular summer hiatus, we're sharing a few calls that we weren't able to fit into our regular season. You never know what's going to prompt some people to call into our show. Sometimes it's the tiniest point of grammar.
Hi there, Phil Bartel from Imperial Beach, California.
Well, happy to talk to you, Phil. What's going on in Imperial Beach?
I have a question.
All right.
Dr. Tae-Fu Chen and his wife, Dr. Oi-Lin Chen, own and operate a large multinational herbal food company. And in the literature, I've seen them referred to in several different ways, and I'm kind of wondering which one is correct. Point number one, the owners, Drs. Chen's, with S's on the end of each one, are experts in the field. Second one, the owners, Dr. Chen's, with an S on the end of Chen's, are experts in the field. Third one, the owners, Drs. With an S on it, Chen with no S, are experts in the field. And the fourth one, the owners, the Drs. Chen, are experts in the field. I kind of lean towards number three, the owners, Drs. Chen, are experts in the field. But, you know, it's been 40-something years since I've studied any grammar, and I never use it, but it just kind of seems right to me.
So this is something that you're reading or you're writing? Where are you?
I read
this?
It in company literature and other places. Okay.
You know, Phil, I'm not sure there is a rule here, except that I think I would lean toward one of the last two.
Drs. Chen or the Drs. Chen?
Grant, you're in the news media a lot. Do people say the lexicographer Grant Barrett or do they say lexicographer Grant Barrett?
It depends on what they're going to follow it with, actually. In this particular case, we say the owners, Drs. Chen, are experts in the field. That works perfectly. If we say the owners, the Drs. Chen, are experts in the field, then we're calling kind of extra attention to the Drs. Chen as opposed to the Drs. Wang or the Drs. Long, you know, as if there are other doctors something that we should be calling attention to. I think maybe three is the best here. The owners, Drs. Chen, are experts in their field.
Oh, you're all right. That's what I think, too.
But, you know, if you just rewrote it and said the Drs. Chen are experts in the field, then you're done and just leave the owners off.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would work, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got some validation, and so are you going to go to them and present this suggestion?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to mention your names, too.
Oh.
They're to blame.
Right.
Yes,
host...
their fault.
Yes, it's all Grant and Martha's fault.
But how are you going to say it? The hosts, Barnett and Barrett?
I'm going to say I called Away With Words and asked the hosts, Grant and Martha.
There we go. Bingo.
It's Martha and Grant.
Beauty before youth, so definitely.
All right,
thank you so much, Phil.
Thank you very much for helping me.
Bye-bye. Take care. Yep, as I was saying, you never know what's going to get someone exercised enough to pick up the phone and give us a call. Oh, and here's a question that crossed my desk the other day. It's a little puzzle for you. Think of a 7-letter word, remove 2 letters, and you have 8 left. What's the word? I'll give you a minute to think about that. Okay, so I was looking for a 7-letter word. You take 2 letters away, and you have 8 left. What's the answer? Well, there are 2 answers, really. Freight and weights. Take 2 of those letters away, and you have 8. Sorry about that. Well, anyway, do you have a question for us? You can call us anytime to leave a message. We'd love to hear from you. The number's 1-877-929-9673, or you can email us. The address is words@waywardradio.org. And if you just can't wait to talk about a tiny point of grammar or maybe try to puzzle us, drop by our discussion forum and start a conversation. The address is waywardradio.org/discussion. That's all for this summer minicast. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com. Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/words.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.